Oh, when she's spoon and
Like a
I
BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bye moment of the
chaotic bye moment. Yeah. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi Baddies and those who love us. We are back to wrap up Perfect Match Season 3. And once again, I am joined by Quita Tinsley. Hi, Quita.
Hey there.
Hey there. And once again, we have Destination X, Ty Lowry. Hi, Ty.
Hi, I'm back.
Back. How are we feeling now that we have completed season 3?
They could have kept that, but
I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. They done messed up.
All right. First of all, we need to start with that last mixer from hell. What in the world was going on with Juliet? She fought so hard to get back in, only for that house of cards to just crumble. I'm like, not this.
But she did it to herself. She was messy. She's all over the place. And that's the thing. She got caught. She got caught this time. She got way too caught up. She thought she was going to be able to say one thing to Carrington and then go back to Scott. And honestly, I was pissed because I'm not a big fan of Scott. Mm-hmm. She got me on his side. She got me rooting for him.
I know.
Right. She didn't have to go so hard on the date with Carrington if she knew she wasn't even feeling him like that. Like, if she knew she wasn't going to choose him, yes, have a good time. But why divulge so much information on how she felt about Scott if she was just going to go back in that villa and choose him all over again? Like, I felt like she said way too much to Scott, to Carrington about it.
She did. She was agreeing that he was too young. She says now she's going to make sure the next person doesn't have, their age doesn't have a 2 in front of it. She's only 27.
27? What are you talking about, ma'am?
Even when Scott tried to come at her neck at the end, he's like, you're 27. I was like, wait, she's just 27.
Yeah, because she was like, he's 4 years older than her. And I knew he was 23. That's why I was like, girl, what are you talking about? I think like her strategy, or maybe just the way she goes about, you know, relations with men, mm-hmm. is she had to sit up here and try and put down the other guy, knock mm-hmm. him down some pegs, just to make, you know, Carrington feel more secure in the date that they were having and possibly building a connection. Mm-hmm. No. I mean, I know you're on the show and it's like kind of like a competition, but if that's not really, really how you feel, she mm-hmm. didn't need to do all of that. She did way too much. Way, way, way too much.
Way
and
too much.
There was no strategy, right? Because it's like, if you were, this is the last date that will be happening. From here, y'all will be going to voting once the final matches are in place. So I'm like, if she knew she was going to pick Scott, I do not understand why she would say to Carrington, he is not my perfect match, when this man is a single who will be voting for the perfect match. Like, yep. It was just like, Juliet, this was just like nonsensical all the way around.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if she's just like, I'm here for TV and making a splash, because she did everything not to play the game, but to have a TV moment. Mm-hmm. And Scott got up out there immediately. Carrington said, what? You're telling me what? Okay, I'm running it back to Scott. I was kind of annoyed at Carrington, but I don't really like Carrington. That's just me. But then Scott said, oh, really? Boys, let's go.
Let's go. No words. And you know what? I say, stand up for yourself, King. Stand up for yourself, King. There's no conversation. He knows his self-worth. He said, oh, she's talking about me like that? Behind my back when she up in your face? He said, oh, we just gonna go. He had nothing to say to her, and I was here for it. I was cheering. I said, yes, y'all know your worth. You don't have time for this. She's playing games. I don't know. If, like I said, maybe she just wanted the screen time. Maybe she just wanted to be, like, the drama girl or something like that. Well, you got it. You got it. You look batshit crazy and delusional.
Right. So, I was just like, you picked the wrong one talking about Scott, because if you want a TV moment, he's going to create one.
Oh, yeah. I loved watching him just stand, both of them. He was like, come on, Garrison, we out. And now she's not going to have Nomad. She's not going to have shit now.
I know. I was like, oh, no, they're unionizing.
They are. And I was just like, Lucy, you could have done this all along. You could have, like, Sandy, girl, let's just go. Let's just leave.
The way this season would have been chef kiss if the women ever did this, but they were playing up to these men. I was sick. I was sick seeing Scott lead those men out. Yes. I was like, it should be the women.
It should have been the other way around. It really should have. And it's sad, you know, because we see these women selling themselves short and settling and making excuses and trying to justify these men's actions. For what? For what?
Right.
A mess.
I love when I think it was Scott who said, yeah, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I was like, yes, King. Yes, yes.
He's been around them black women on these reality shows too much. He said, not a blonde trying to play me. They used to call him Scott Tisha on,
I can't.
I know, on Love Island, because he was with the black women. And I was like, and Scott Tisha popped out a little bit.
I'm here for Scott Tisha, okay? When he's on that type of energy, when he's on that type of time, I like I said, I'm Team Scott by the end. Yes. I'm Team Scott. He's
so iconic.
We should go with the ones with the least drama, Madison and Freddie. Mm-hmm. You know, this was interesting. I actually liked their final date more than the others.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Give me some water. That looked great. They were talking about real stuff. Madison was saying, you know, all right, who's moving to who? Because you in Manchester, I'm here in America.
Yeah.
So Freddie, he did talk about his brother. His brother he's on the spectrum.
Okay.
And so he did talk about that on UK, is that he knows he's going to take on the responsibility whenever his parents can't. So he ain't moving to America because of that. And he was like, how about you? Now he tried to play with Madison and be like, oh, see that hesitation. Madison said, I am a lover, girl. You ain't going to get rid of me that easily. I'll take myself to Manchester.
Yeah.
But she did pause, though. It was a little bit of a pause. She did hesitate. Like, it would be perfectly valid to be like, I would need some time to think about that. That's a big move. Like, 4,000 miles away, that's a lot. And I feel like that is often the hard part about the perfect match, bringing everyone across the Netflix reality universe and now expanding, is like these international couples is like, are we actually going to make this work once this is done?
Well, one international couple is pregnant and engaged, so they're not going to be dissuaded from that.
Well, we'll get to that later. We'll get to that later. But I did, you know, on this note, 4 out of the 5 finalist couples were all international, you know? And that's why I was, like, thinking to myself, is this realistic, you know?
Yeah.
So even though I like the diversity and the casting, just in terms of, you know, long-term matches and, you know, people that are really going to form relationships and be together, not the most realistic. I did appreciate, you know, Madison and Freddie having that very frank conversation and him telling her up front, I'm going to need to take care of my brother, so I'm not moving, you know, just straight up like that. And that's something that she needs to know. Like, either you moving or this is not going to happen.
Right. And I appreciate when a man on one of these dating shows is very honest about the realities of their lives, because so many of them are just not honest and will say anything to get the woman.
I can also go into what the jury, I don't know, the panel, the rest of the cast had to say about them in that final. Madison said that she doesn't care about the game. She has found her perfect match with Freddie, which is like the epitome of like, you should pay attention to them, but I knew they had no shot. No shot. So I was like, but it's cute though. You don't care. Cody says that Freddie is a nice guy and there's no bad blood, but was not shown saying anything about Madison. And I'm like, I can't stand him. First of all, I forgot who he was. I was like, right? This is a blonde man.
No one else picked him to go on a date, right?
No. So he has been completely gone. And then I was like, oh, this is Cody? I feel like he looks completely different from when he was with Madison.
So whatever opinion he has about them, I'm like, what's the matter?
He was kind of cringy at the top of the season. So I feel like the women just paid him no more mind.
But Madison has since came out with her story about her first match with Cody and where it went wrong. She said that she didn't like how he allegedly was treating like the crew in the behind the scenes. So that was an ick. And then she was up front. She was like, you know what? We're probably not going to be good together. If we get into that match room, I'm going to sit on myself on a date. You do you.
Mm-hmm.
And she claims that Cody then got a get back saying all these negative things to everyone else about her, which some believed. So then she was kind of isolated and then was like on with Freddie. And I think she might have even referred to when Ollie said something that we saw of like, oh, Madison's taking advantage of Freddie, who is nice. Like that was some people's perspective, because that's what Cody was running around to these men saying. None of the men who have actually directly interacted with Madison had anything credibly negative to say about her. But she always has something credibly negative to say about them, because the guy on her season who tried to hit her up when he was engaged to our girly pop, now he's with another cast member. So, but Madison was getting like negative blowback for even saying anything. And it's like, because these men ain't ish.
I know. I'm just tired of this trend of, like you said, villainizing the women on these shows, you know, and the couples always trying to villainize the women and others just hopping on the bandwagon. Like, stop being, it's just hater, you know? It's just
giving hater. Yeah. Very much hater. Always Team Madison, though. Is there anything else we want to say about these two? These two are not still together, I don't think.
No. Yeah, but I did appreciate, you know, they spoke very highly of each other. She said that Freddie was a green flag. And throughout the series, I felt like they did have a good connection. So, I mean, I'm not surprised that it didn't work out beyond that. I mean, you know, they're across the pond and everything like that. So it makes sense.
And I will say, I felt like they had potentially a chance of winning had they not thrown in the last compatibility challenge.
Oh my goodness.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. So everyone knew each other's birthdays. Glad we got that. Because when they started there, I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. But everyone got through that. Freddie got their first kiss incorrect, saying that it was in the bedroom, but it was in the pool.
Yeah. I didn't like that. The last compatibility challenge and the rapid elimination.
Yeah.
So they didn't do that last season, right?
No.
I didn't finish it. Okay.
Never done that before.
Okay.
I think they did it because of last season. Because remember, the rejected people made a pact that if any of them were in the final, they were voting for them, and they did, and Christine and her guy won.
Nigel won, yeah.
Yes, and to the audience, that felt unsatisfying because they didn't get there until the very end. So I was like, wonder what this will be like for Rachel and Ray. But they were like, no, we're going to do a pop quiz, and we're rolling out people who can't get through this, and it's coming down, and it's like,
yeah. Madison and Freddie walked out. The singles are actually clapping for them. And that's usually, you know, kind of the indicator of how they're feeling about people, because when other couples walked out, faces were made, not as many claps. So I was like feeling hope for maybe Madison and Freddie winning. And then they were like, nope, here's another compatibility challenge to try to weed out the newest couples because they've had the least amount of time. And also, I'm just like, it makes sense to me that some of the couples would not remember where they kissed because they are filming all day. They are clearly drinking. And, you know, I'm just like, most of them kissed for the first time at night, at the end of the night when they match for the first time.
Yeah, so it was natural for him to think like, oh yeah, it was the bedroom, you know, like that night
after we matched.
That compatibility quiz just blew me. I was like, Netflix, don't do that again. For real, you gotta figure out another way to circumvent people making packs and, you know, trying to like outgame the game. But that compatibility that quiz was not it. Don't do that again.
Like, I did say in like a last recap, I was like, they need to do the honeymoon game. And they said, you wanted your little honeymoon game. Here it is, the finale. It's like, oh my God, it's do or die.
Right. Like, that would have been a better final challenge than the last challenge that they did with like the obstacle course. I'm like, a full game of like the honeymoon. That would have been a good one, but sure.
I know.
Final elimination round at the very end before voting.
Yeah, a knockout round. I mean, imagine sitting there and you make it to the finals.
Right.
And all of a sudden, like, it's a knockout game. You get one question wrong and you got to go. Come on now. You know, sometimes men not good with details. Like, it was a setup. And then they only narrowed it down to two. I'm like, at least have three finalists.
Yeah.
That's true. It's a weird number.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, the next ones that were... could have had an easy ride, who knows, was Ray and Rachel. They are much later in the game. What was their last date?
I just remember they were having a really mature talk about their past experiences and about other shows. And I'm like, this is seeming like something that, you know, can really form into a relationship. Mm-hmm. And in that shot, whatever that date was, I remember just looking at Rachel's skin. Her skin was just glowing. Mm-hmm. It was glass. I was like, yes. Like, she was just looking so pretty. And like I said, I just appreciate that they're really just transparent and just like down to earth people. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem like they're just trying to put on for TV or just trying to tell the other person what they want to hear to keep the match. Like, they were my winner's pick. I was really rooting for them.
Yeah. And it was cute to just hear them talk about how they laughed together and like their first night after they matched. I also was kind of rooting for them. Like, yeah, but Netflix was like, here's that compatibility challenge. They don't stand a chance. Like, how long have they been matched? Like a few days at that point?
Yeah. I wish we got to see more of them because it looked like they at least had a friendship a little bit.
Yes.
But yeah, Ray and Rachel were also knocked out because of the kissing question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also said that Rachel weirdly reveals she has a crying wall in her place of all her friends crying. And I think it's because Rachel cried all throughout The Bachelorette. Mm. Like, it was Gabby doing her thing, which everyone loved, only for her to be a lesbian. That's why she wasn't getting emotionally tied. And poor Rachel is like, I like men. I'm trying to find one. And she was crying all over the place. So she probably has that as affirmation of everybody cries. And she wants to get Lucy crying now.
Yeah, so is the crying wall, is it like her friends from like shows, like her dating shows?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm like thinking, you know, she had a crying wall, and I'm like, I don't have pictures of my friends crying. Like,
right. He asked her, yeah, he said, where'd you get them? She's like, from TV.
Okay.
So it's her friends who've been on TV.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I don't know. Maybe it's like her trying to spin a like... one thing that was used negatively to be like, here we are.
And turning it into art, you know?
Right.
Yeah. This is like a mosaic type of thing. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe it like makes like a bigger picture.
Because I'm like, were people making memes of her crying? Because it could have started as that, like her memes of herself crying, and it might have grown into like her friends crying.
For sure. If you type in Rachel's name into Giphy or something, it's probably a bunch of that. So Ty You got knocked out on Destination X because you lied about meeting Janae. I don't know what the equivalent would be. Maybe all your reality show friends meeting somebody.
I know. What can I do? or maybe it could just be screenshots of when they told lies, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Everybody was lying on that bus, but we all want to act like I'm the one who was the worst offender, okay? Rick won because of his lies. Be for real. That's how you play these games. Ain't nobody honest, okay? No. Mine didn't work, but yeah, that's going to be my wall.
Life hack. Now, Ray said he plans to stay in LA. He lives in Atlanta, so these two at least are a little bit, they're in the country.
Yes, they're in the continental United States. Yes. That's a good start.
And Rachel looks hype about hanging out with him after this, and she said she would visit Atlanta. These seem like they would have a good time. I really do want to see more of them just to see like the chemistry and stuff.
Yeah. Do we know if they're still together in real life?
I don't think so.
Because she recently was on 80s podcast, right? And I think they're just friends.
And they were just talking about Clayton. That was the main topic. So
No Clayton. No.
Did you guys get the update on the Clayton?
It was about a difference in gym lifestyle.
Yeah. Okay, so Clayton said on the Vile Files, he was like, oh, I thought maybe years have passed, we're different people, it could work this time. And then he said when they got down to talking at night, he was like, oh, there's still this big thing that it didn't work the first time, so it can't work this time. And he was asked to say what it was, and he was like, I can't say, I don't think it's right. Maybe I should talk to her friends first to see how I would put it, but I never told her because I feel like she wouldn't take it the right way. And everyone's like, what is this? Like, is it politics? Is it like religion? Right. Like, what is it? And so Rachel does a new podcast. I think she tells AD. Mm-hmm. And she was like, he said he goes to the gym every day and I like shopping. Dating for white people is on another planet.
I was like, the straights are just, that's wild. I was just like, what? Why was he making that seem like it was a big moral difference?
Right.
I was like,
oh. Or is it a cover story? I don't know.
It's a cover story.
Whatever it is, it's definitely a cover.
I
did not actually want to tell her whatever it is because that makes no sense. Yes.
So, moving on.
Maybe Sandy and Louie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's do that.
So this episode starts off, Sandy dumped JR. Right. And he just left. I was like, okay, exit stage left. Like, I think with him, I think he just likes the competition and chasing after a woman, you know, like that's where, you know, like he gets his ego stroked or whatever. And she's like, no, you know, I really have this connection with Louis. And he's like, all right, bye. You know?
Yeah.
he just excused himself. I was like, that's fine. That's fine. Because you have no purpose.
And this needs to be the last time, JR. I don't want to see you trying to talk to Sandy ever again.
And the things he says about Sandy, they're always just generic. She's a good person. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like I said, it's the competition. That's what it is with him. He wants to win her. She's like a conquest because, you know, he's always pitted against another man for her affection and didn't get her the first time. Didn't get her again the second time. I don't know. Maybe he thinks third time's a charm. He probably will try again.
For Louie and Sandy, because this is where she's staying, another international one. Now, they're talking. They had a massage, chocolate, honestly up my alley, but looked disgusting.
Yeah, and I love chocolate. I'm a big chocolate girl, but it did look gross. And then when he was trying to, like, clean it off and stuff, just looked like smeared. I was like, we don't need to see this.
And he made that weird comment of, at the end of this, I'm going to have you look like me.
Weird.
Cancel it.
Why did that make the edit? Like,
they thought it was funny. They thought it was cute. It was like,
it's not. Netflix is not.
After having Ollie and AD having a whole conversation about Louie and black women.
Right.
Get out of here. But they talk about some stuff. Louie says they've been through a lot on the show. I wonder why, Louie. And they're...
Why have we been through so much?
And then he had the nerve to say, and there's even more beautiful women in the outside world. He didn't say, we've been through so many tests and now we've strengthened our relationship and I know not what to do and I'm going to be loyal in the outside world. He said, we've been through a lot in here.
I treated her. Been outside yet.
Right.
There's even more beautiful women out there.
I am going to be worse on the outside.
Yes. And that's why this whole time I just could not buy into Sandy and Louie. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. He shows who he is. He shows his age. He shows his immaturity every single time. And then she's like, oh, our connection. What connection? Is it just physical?
Is it just time?
Right.
We've spent time together, the 6 weeks. I gotta stay. When they walked in, Alex, Olivia, all these women are making faces. She even looked at Olivia and said, I almost wore that dress. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
So Sandy, someone loves her. They were like, no. Go for the black. Go for the black.
Yeah, they were like, yeah.
But yeah, they all look like they weren't having it. Not surprised.
No.
Now, JR, he said Sandy deserves better. She don't think so. So.
I mean, is JR really better?
Right. No. Like, wow.
No.
A broken clock can be right twice a day, I guess.
Yeah. And Sandy defends Louie, saying they weren't exclusive, which pains me. I know they had to talk about some because they knew this was coming. They needed a talking point. But to be the woman speaking up for the man and being like, we weren't exclusive.
His behavior. Yeah, just excusing it. I don't know why. I think she was just wanting to win.
Yes, you know, Sandy wanted to win.
Because she was giving all these kind of PR answers. And, oh, she said, we chose each other over and over and over again. Girl, do we need to rewind the tape?
You had JR as the one option in your face. And you were like, absolutely not. You didn't have options.
Right, no. She didn't. Because even didn't at the mixer options. Day, she said Jalen was the only guy, right, that she was even potentially interested in at the mixer. True.
Yeah, so but she didn't explore that. She didn't do anything with that.
No.
And whereas Louis, when he's at the mixer, he's like a kid in a candy store. He's like, hey, Christmas came early. He's having a ball. Right.
I did appreciate Alex naming, though, that he was strictly interested in just physical, like making out with the women. He was not trying to actually get to know any woman. And I would argue he probably wasn't trying to get to know Sandy either. You know how, because remember Ollie was like, when he got in the argument with AD, he was like, I told myself when I came in here, I wouldn't catch feelings for anybody. Right. And so I'm like, a lot of the men probably had this like mindset. Yeah. I'm not going to catch feelings for anybody. This is a game. I'm going to have fun, you know, and the women are left having to really sell it. Because the men aren't actually selling that they're trying to win a show, a competition show where you have to leave with your perfect match. The men are not selling that. So I felt like Sandy had to like really lay it on thick to make it make sense. But I'm like, girl, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't. I wish she would have left like Scott, honestly, after the mixer day, after the boys day.
What really, the problem with this show is that the prize is literally going on a couple's trip. Just like the ultimatum. But the ultimatum, I think they pay for the rings. At least you get that. Yeah. There's not much value to the prize of this show. I'm sorry. Like, maybe you'll gain a few more followers. But, like, you might end up with a partner. No one leaves here in a full-on relationship. I didn't hear anyone in those final chairs be like, and we're boyfriend and girlfriend. At least that? No.
No. Yeah, it really is kind of like there is no prize, which is why I feel like season after season after season, it doesn't really work. And I know everyone's mad at season two, but I'm just like, they went on their trip.
I was fine with season two. I was like, yeah, okay.
I didn't mind it.
The winners, they stayed together.
For a bit, yeah.
Yeah, for a bit.
Yeah, at least they got in a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then that's the point of the show.
And the season one winners didn't make it to their trip. They broke up before their trip.
No. Right. Someone else also got engaged and they also weren't the winners.
Right.
Yes.
This is a trend. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So it should be very interesting. Now, Louis said, I plan to move to LA and I believe him because he's here. So
he's in LA,
but not with Sandy. So,
right. Yeah.
He said, I got my career lined up, okay?
Yeah, but remember, guys, somebody I think asked, like, are you moving in together? And she said, yeah.
She said, like, maybe. Like, they were both.
He said maybe, and she said, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I had the captions on, and one was, like, a maybe, and one was a yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl, do not embarrass yourself, okay? That man is not moving in with you. He's not moving to LA for you either. He's moving to LA for opportunity.
Exactly.
And if you're there and he feels like seeing you, I mean, maybe, but this ain't gonna be no relationship. You're not his priority.
No.
He's not changing his life for you.
No. He went away for a day and couldn't stop himself from making out with multiple women. So
nah. Now they got knocked out over the question about his flaw. Sandy said the ADHD. And Louis said
jealous. Him being jealous. I remember it because he spelled jealous wrong and he asked Ray.
How do you set spell jealous?
Yeah, Ray set him up. He spelled it wrong.
Can't nobody spell jealous. Like, damn, it has an A in it. Like, could not spell it. Yeah. Then I knocked him out. When it knocked him out, I was like, good, you know, bye. Bye.
For real. So that's the end of that for them. That leaves our final two. Our Daniel and Lucy. Let's go into that.
I remember like kind of towards the beginning of the episode and he was saying like he's not a good communicator and his bad side comes out and I'm like, okay, I don't know if you're trying to like, you know, be like, oh, I'm self-aware. What are you doing about it, sir? Are you just going to continue being that way?
Right.
Go to therapy, want to work on yourself, want to do some self-reflection, some shadow work, or you just want to keep behaving like this? He just wants to keep behaving like this. He doesn't care.
For sure. This man, when he was talking, he said, the biggest compliment I can give you is that I want to be better for you. And I have a question. Can you, as the person, say, this is the biggest compliment I can give you? No. Or isn't that for the other person to judge?
Yeah, I don't like the way Daniel speaks a lot of the time. A lot of the way he frames things, he's telling the other person what they should feel or think about what he's saying. Mm-hmm. And I don't appreciate that. And I honestly was very upset when it was like between them and AD and Ollie, strictly off of how he's acted on this show. Like the constant nagging Lucy and arguing with her about perceived slights that aren't actually slights, and to then go to the boys' day and proceed to act a whole fool and then lie about it. Uh-huh. And then backtrack about it and try to minimize the fact that he lied about how badly he acted. And I just wish he was not on this show, because what was that? Why would you treat her like that? Why would you be so horrible to her? She laughs with a man and you go off on her and you licked another woman's inner thigh after that.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, I just, I was pissed that they were in the finals.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, I would have been happier if it was like Freddie and Madison and Ray and Rachel, like some people that actually, like I said, at least they like each other as like friends, as people, and they're like kind to each other. He's been playing games this whole time.
For sure.
He don't care about finding a match. He cared about staying on the show and having a good time, which he did at that mixer.
Yeah. I mean, it's wild because I feel like on The Bachelorette, Daniel would have been the cast villain. He would have been the guy that all the other guys will be like, hey, I just have to tell you or warn you. And of course, they would get sent home because you're not supposed to tattle on The Bachelorette. But it's like that would have been the running story of Daniel for a very long time. And it's so weird that he was crowned winner on this. And I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. I feel like there's a certain type of person to manipulate who will, like we said, pretend to be self-aware. So it's like dangling a carrot. I know this is a problem and I'm working on it. So you should stick around.
But not even I'm working on it. It's I know this is a problem. That's it. That's where it stops with Daniel. There's no working on it. Okay. There's no change. There's no improvement. There's no plan. No. It's just like, oh yeah, well, I can acknowledge that I'm a bad communicator. Period. End of sentence. That's it.
But I think those manipulators know that's even more than like the average man.
Yes.
So then they get the benefit of, okay, he's at least self-aware. Maybe the next step is we'll work on it. He said the biggest compliment I can give you is that I want to be better, which I'm just like, also he gives the beast of Beauty and the Beast. Mm. That's what's giving. I'm like, he's so awful to her, and she's like, but I can make him a nice boy, and I'm like, I don't think you can. And then because he has this talk about looking at self and like having the illusion of maybe I'll improve, now Lucy's like reflecting that, because Lucy says, actually, you always confronting me about problems, I'm usually running away from problems. So actually, thank you for pushing me with your aggressive, like, head-on tactics. Thank you, because actually I needed that. And I'm like, I am going to puke.
When Scott walked out of the villa, it reminded me like, oh yeah, people can just be like, I'm not doing this with you. And I really wish Lucy would have, after the boy solo day, I wish, and after AD told her the truth, I wish she would have just been like, and that's my time. I'm leaving.
Yeah, exactly.
Because even she said, on the outside, I would never let a man disrespect me like that. And so I'm just like, why would you let a man on television disrespect you like that then?
And say she did. She said that he broke boundaries, he crossed the line, and she wasn't sure if she wanted a relationship with him. Like I said, listen to what you're saying. You're telling yourself the answer. Exactly. You said it already.
Yeah.
Right. And but you would want to win a trip with him?
No. But I do also think Sandy and Lucy, like, I think Netflix loves them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Loves them.
Yeah.
And Sandy admitted on the Vial Files, I knew JR was there for specifically me.
Yeah.
And basically, she was like being around the bush, but Nick said, you were being easy to work with. And she said, yes, I needed to go on the date to be easy to work with. And I think Lucy and Sandy then are also like, these people really like me. They're really pushing for me. Being an original cast member on this show is a big one, and all of that. And being taken from your original show, it's like, well, I should do this. And I think the sticking around part is also one of those.
Yeah, making production happy.
Right. And I think more women on Netflix productions need to realize that making production look good doesn't benefit you or your career long term. It doesn't. And it doesn't benefit you psychologically in whatever show you're on either. Because the reality is, you know, Perfect Match is not a Love Island by any means.
Oh, no.
Of popularity or marketability or cost. You know, like Love Island makes a lot of money as a production, you know? And I'm like, the reality is Perfect Match doesn't make as much money. You know, there aren't as many opportunities for people who win or are finalists on these shows. And the prize itself isn't a real prize, a vacation with someone who's essentially a stranger 3 weeks prior. Like, that's not a real prize. And so I'm like, girl, you should have left with your dignity, because also the reality is, even if you leave, you're still a single. So if production likes you, you probably will go on a date with some other man at another time.
Hey, they'll pop you back in there, put you back in that boardroom.
What did Ollie say? We'll get to that.
Right.
No, Ollie said, either I'll be married or I'll be back.
Be back next season. Mm. He did say that. Right. I'm just like, girl, leave. Just leave.
And then he said, like, oh, wait, that's a joke. No, it wasn't, sir. It wasn't. That was a Freudian slip. Okay. You didn't mean to say that.
You haven't cracked jokes all season, sir.
Not a funny bone in his body.
Not at all. All you doing is hugging up on AD or lying. Those are the only things you have done. Cracking a joke is not there.
I had that in my notes. I said, Ollie's joke was not a joke.
It was.
No.
It was not a joke at all. That's been his mentality. Yeah, and like I said, with a lot of the men, they're going on, you know, Perfect Match. Okay, get free vacation, beautiful women, get to be on TV again. You know, it's a fun experience. So he's like, yeah. Don't work out, you know, I'll come back again.
It's just, it's so not the same. And it's asking a lot of these women to basically be mistreated and mm-hmm. stay to the end anyways for the benefit of the show. These men are not even scared, really, of losing any of them, because mm-hmm. they're just like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And you know that. And it's totally like Love Island. It's like, it's not. First of all, Casa is usually at least a week. You were there for half a day.
Yeah.
And that's the wild part. It's like, you were gone from your match for 12 hours and this is how you acted. Maybe not even a full 12. And this is how you're acting.
But that's the mentality of the men. They're just like, oh, we don't got a lot of time. They want to maximize that time, okay? Yeah. They ain't waste no time. Let's play truth or dare. We all know what truth or dare is code for. Let's just have a reason to kiss each other and touch up on each other. They didn't waste no time. They were like, this clock is ticking. We can't even get an overnight with these girls. We got to get popping right now. You know, it's getting
it makes the truncated timeline, I think, brings us to the last episode. And it's hard to believe any of the couples are real, because it's such a short timeline and so much is, you know, I'm just like, yeah, we get Lucy and Daniel as a final couple. And I'm like, I know this couple is not going to work out. And then they win. I'm feeling unsatisfied just for them to put the next card on the screen saying they broke up weeks later.
Weeks later.
Wow.
I'm not surprised because she probably wouldn't have stayed if she was not on that show. They went to Cancun, which was like their own trip.
Wow.
And there were already, it was very carefully worded, they were already like cracks in the relationship just from that private time. They go back. And once again, I'm not surprised Daniel was hounding her of like, where you at? All types of times, because he's not there to just domineer and make her cry and stay. Wow. And broke up. And I was like, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. It's on brand for him. And like you were saying, Quita, about just like, you know, this show and having such a tight timeline, the premise and the title of the show is Perfect Match. Perfect.
Not close enough.
In the whole world. And you think that we're going to get that out of what, 3 weeks? Come on now. No. And these people, the couples don't stay together. Most of them not taking it seriously at all. Mm-hmm. So for a show to be Perfect Match, there needs to be more investment. There needs to be more time. There needs to be challenges where they're actually getting to know each other, where they're bonding and they are, you know, talking about certain things. But no, they're just hooking up, you know, this, that, going on little flim-flammy dates here and there.
Right.
It's not a whole lot of like substance to it.
No. Right. And they know that. Mm-hmm. that.
I just hate that they have everyone pretending like it's the exact same show. And I'm like,
it is not the same show by any means, you know? And I also, I'm like, the magic of season six of Love Island is the way that the women were holding the line and not being like, these men are not going to be playing my face like this. Like, you play in my face, you're going to get booted out of here. Or I'm willing to say I will leave, because there was a moment where Serena was like, I will leave. I'm not doing this with you, Cordell, you know? And so just to see Lucy and Sandy kind of like putting up, and AD, right, putting up with all this behavior, it's like, girl, you can match up with somebody else or just leave the show. You know, I think Francesca, was that season one? Yes. Like, she got a bad rap, but I'm like, more women should be doing what they want to do. Like, because the men will always do whatever they want to do on these shows.
There we go.
Period.
That is something I felt like we missed. I feel like Juliet was probably the closest, maybe, of like a woman that is just, it's going to do her. Someone on the woman's side had to mess up on that day. It's actually a failure that none of them did. And it's just like, so once again, the women are crying. Like, this isn't enjoyable. We can get to AD and Ollie now. AD said that she was still hurt over him and his match. First of all, the black couple, once again in the finale, like last year, are just in white. And it's like, we can't do an all white party every finale.
Aren't they in Tulum though? Two black people in Tulum, and you know them in Tana. Obviously, we weren't wearing white for the finale. Duh.
But yeah, she's still hurt over what Ollie's match with Justine and then lying about it. She said that she plans to move to LA and he agrees to go. And it sounded like they were going to go back and forth, because he said, and then, but it like cut. And he called it a trial run. I really want to know the conversations these two are having, because a trial run for what? Like, I guess they really were like, we want these things now. So they were talking about marriage in there.
One part he did say, like, we can make some babies.
No, like, I think they were. I think they were talking about all of those things, because
I think so, yeah.
AD did a whole conversation or interview about the timeline, and she said, you know, this is the order we wanted of things, is to get engaged, and then whenever the baby comes, it comes. So they weren't doing anything to stop this.
Got it.
But it's like, were those conversations happening on this show? And if so, why not show it? Like, especially if you had to, the rumor is, re-edit things after finding out they were like pregnant. Why wouldn't you show some of those conversations? So it's like, oh, we see how we got here. And at least one felt more serious than everything else. Because Ollie would have been, we would have talked about him like everyone else if it wasn't for that big spoiler.
And what I'm assuming happened is they probably had those conversations at night.
Yeah.
While they were in bed together. There's just like chunks of time that we're missing, and then the morning starts. Because the reality is, during the day, they do kind of have these very structured days around the dates, and they don't really follow them that much. When the dates are happening, they're following the dates. And then when they come back, they're following the singles being in the house, right? So I do think the way they even just film the show, the viewer misses the moments where people would be building their relationship. But also, I think I just in general have a critique for how Ollie dates, because I think he does talk about very serious things with women very early on, because he was saying to Justine, I could see a future with you and AD. And I'm just like, you've been with Justine for a matter of hours. Like,
I know.
What did y'all talk about? But even Justine was like, our kissing and our intimacy. So then when she said intimacy, I was like, so what did y'all do in bed?
And, exactly. Yeah. I was like, intimacy.
Intimacy. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that? Right. Mm-hmm. But it feels like Ollie moves fast with women. And for mm-hmm. women who are very serious about looking for marriage and settling down, that feels good, right? But
it can feel validating. Like, finally, right. there's a man who knows what he wants.
On the same page as
me. But no, that's red flag.
It means nothing because he's just doing it with every woman he talks to, it seems. Because even when I think back to him on Love is Blind UK, he never seemed like he wasn't feeling getting married to Demi. Yep. But Demi herself was like, I'm feeling hesitant about something about this isn't feeling right. But at the viewer, you're like, he seems like he wants to get married. But then I see him on The Perfect Match, I'm like, he seems like he wants to marry AD. He seemed like he would marry Justine. Like, you know?
He just wants to get married. As Sex and the City once said, men are like calves. When their light is on, they're going to get married. It's just about timing. Can you catch that cab?
Right.
At the right moment.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like Ollie just wants to get married. And I hate to say it, I love AD. AD just wants to get married too.
Oh, she does.
And we saw that on Love is Blind, you know? Yeah. And then watching this series too, I'm just like, oh, girl.
She wants to get married.
I mean, she's a viewer favorite. Like, there's so many good qualities about AD. She's definitely a girl's girl. She's intelligent, you know, she carries herself well. And it's like, I just find myself always feeling, it's like, I want better for you, but you don't really want better for yourself.
Nah. Yeah. We'll see. This is what we got. They were like, all right, so got to cut in that Daniel and Lucy are no longer together. I bet that they were so relieved when Ollie or AD, whoever called them up to be like, just to let you know, we're pregnant. They were probably like, thank goodness. Hey, let's slap this. We got a happy ending. And we're even going to tell you we got a happy ending months before.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to film the engagement for them.
Play it on another Love is Blind finale, which they are not related to.
I'm going to wish them the best. Hope it all works out. Hopefully they can make this work. And yeah, we'll see. I'm sure we'll get lots of updates.
Right. But I'm curious, has she responded to or said anything about what he was saying to Justine?
That I did give Ollie some brownie points. Because during the finale and the voting, when he was confronted by Justine about why he lied to AD after she directly asked him, and he just straight up said that that was cowardice, you know? Mm-hmm. It was a difficult conversation that I didn't want to have, and I ran away from it. There's no excuse. I was like, okay, that's fine.
Right.
You're a coward. You admitted to it.
Right.
I was happy to hear that. Yeah. I was happy to hear there wasn't going to be, you know, any extra BS sprinkled in there. He just left it at that. Like, I couldn't man up and just tell her the truth in that moment.
Yeah. Which is still wild that they lost to Daniel.
I was pissed that Louis did any mini miny mo. Remember when he voted and he was doing any mini miny mo?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Production should have been like, stop. They should have stopped him on that. Like, make a real vote. This is not, I guess it is a game to you, Louis, but this is other people's lives and stuff. Like, make a real vote. Like, don't just like treat it like it's nothing. I don't know. That really bothered me, especially that production let him do that.
I think he thinks he's funny. I was like, this is not even funny. And mm-hmm. I also wonder if he was uncomfortable with like voicing why he was voting, because that means I have mm-hmm. critiques of another man. Mm-hmm. And Louis would not stand up to any critiques of anybody. So he opted out it. Like that's
when
what
you voted, you don't have to give a critique. You just say, like, I like this couple and I feel like they have a good chance and I like the way they are with each other. It can be, your justification can be a compliment towards the person, the couple that you are choosing, mm-hmm. not a critique against the couple that you aren't choosing. But instead, he's over here playing playground, getting eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I was like, get this man off my screen. Yeah. I don't want to see him on nothing else again.
I know this isn't Survivor, so we never see the voting breakdown, but I actually would love to see the voting breakdown.
Thank you.
because I know the singles don't see everything. Because again, I was pissed off at the single women, the way that they were talking about the women in the house and how they were villainizing them early on. And then they had the boy solo day. And I feel like the single women started to see, okay, y'all are not trapped. You're just acting a fool. Y'all are acting like married men going around on a boy's day out from your wives. The people who became singles in the showdown, like the final compatibility contest. I'm like, how did Madison and Freddie vote? How did Sandy vote? Like, yes. How did other folks? Because it's like rumored that AD and Ollie were arguing a lot, right? Yeah. So I'm like, did they argue so much in the house that it outweighed how Daniel was acting? And to me is...
You want a jury round table.
I do. Like I would.
Brother. That would be juicy.
That would be good. Like,
I want to know the thought process behind this, because folks seem like they like AD and Ollie, right? But they didn't win. So I'm like, what made people choose Lucy and Daniel when Daniel was so horrible to Lucy and so many people saw that? Like, Madison intervened in an argument between them, you know, like,
yeah.
Sandy was sitting at the table when AD told them everything, you know. I'm just like, what happened in that house to make people choose Lucy and Daniel over AD and Ollie?
It's probably the arguing, because we did see that in one scene, and there was like a couple next door, and they
Madison
were like,
"Madison and Freddie, Madison, yeah." And they could hear it. They would shut the f up.
Yeah, and they could hear it. So that probably wasn't a one time thing.
Yeah,
it probably was getting turned up a bit at night, and the other couples, maybe they did feel like, not sure if this is really going to work because they're not getting along.
Yeah, a jury roundtable would be juicy, or just like a longer line of questioning. We don't really see, they're just comments. They say comments to them, but it would be very interesting if they did treat it like Big Brother. But we're at the end of our recap. We are supposed to pick a chaotic bi moment of this finale. Queen is like, oh God, I didn't think of it. You don't want to do it?
No, I want to do it. Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Okay.
All right. So what's a chaotic bi moment in this finale, if there is one?
Mine is a reach, but it's Carrington smiling as he's leaving the house after he told Scott what Juliet said on their date. Like, when she was like, yeah, I'm gonna match with Scott, and he was like, okay, bet.
Yeah.
Juliet on our date said that you weren't her perfect match and you were too young for her, and Scott was like, oh really?
He was like, okay. She said about me,
she said that
enough
about
said
me?
Enough said,
we're out, bro.
Yeah.
And Carrington was like, yeah, we out.
The glee. Just so happy. That's a good one.
Mine is with the same trio, okay. But at the voting, when, because Nick started off real messy, he was like, oh, we just gonna get into y'all three first. And Juliet, she's getting all defensive and stuff, and she's like, you're gonna get roasted when this airs. Are you that delusional? And she would turn around, pointing her finger and telling them that they need to grow up and never. I'm like, they're actually composed right now. Okay, you don't want to hear about yourself. You don't want what they're saying about you to make the air, to make the viewers go, yeah, they do have a point. She is 27. Look how she's acting, but she want to talk about them being immature. But yeah, when she said that Scott was going to get roasted, and he was like, I mean, they were laughing because it was laughable at that point. It was so laughable. I'm like, Juliet, girl, just be quiet. You know, like, just stop.
I think I'm going to do the exact same interaction, but the other way, because she gave specific insults to each boy. So she's like, I'm going to take out two of y'all. And she was like, she told Carrington that he's salty, and she said,
yes.
You're a child.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. She was like, and she pointed too, salty child. You know, I'm like, okay, what are you, Juliet? What are you? And I remember she said, she was like, this always happens to me. I'm
she
like,
did.
She did.
She's like, they're going to have the sad montage for me. And Netflix was like, okay, you can get your sad montage.
Yeah, right. We're going to get
random B-roll.
That must be like a Siesta Key reference. I was like, I do not like this. Let's not do it. It's too much. It's corny, like Bachelor in Paradise. And this show is a lot of things. But it's not corny. We do need a beautiful black moment, and I feel like we're all gonna pick the same thing.
Mine would be, I mean, it was just like an I'm sorry gesture, but you know, the day, you know, you had the candles and the heart, but really like the roses, that little touch. I was like, that was fine. That was sweet. And he did say like, my bad, baby. And I'm like, because you've been in trouble. But he put some thought into it. It was a nice romantic gesture. So I will give credit for that. That was beautiful to see.
That was amazing, Ty.
Mine is messy. It was when Justine confronted Ollie on why.
Yup.
Oh, that was
That was my beautiful black moment.
For sure, we're all picking this. Ty, you threw us a curveball.
You were actually sweet to them.
I'm trying to root for the black love, okay?
Right, you really
I'm trying
were.
To believe in it. I want it to work. I want AD to be happy and have all the things that she wants. I really do. So I'm getting on board. I'm getting on board with it. Baby's coming. I'm getting on board.
Yes, I too was like, let's go, Justine. Because Justine was just like, AD, I feel like Justine was us. And maybe it's because I never watched her on her original shows. At least I think I did, but it was so long ago. So she is just like kind of more of a random person to me. But also every time that she's like, AD, I watched you. I watched you on that altar with Clay. I want love for you.
Yes.
Please don't do this. And it's like she is us through the screen, and AD is just like, no.
Right. AD is like, I'm getting my fairy tale on Netflix, and y'all will not stop me.
Yeah. On Netflix specifically. Yep. You know, like you said, once you get married on TV, she's like, I'm having it all. I'm getting it this time. Yeah. Like,
have your fairy tale Love is Blind franchise wedding.
Yeah. Do you think they'll ever do a special with that?
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Of course.
Because I'm just like, let's be real. Like, Love Island, it does dominate in like this genre, right? Like, Love is Blind, I don't know. I feel like it's skewing more towards Married at First Sight's kind of audience now, with like kind of how the people on the show are, you know? Whereas like Love Island is like fresher, younger, more fun. And they're trying to do that with Perfect Match, but it's not working because so many delusional people are on this show for like a matter of weeks, three weeks or something, you know? And I feel like if they could cash in on AD and Ollie's spinoff with the baby and they're down for it, they're totally going to do it.
Should we do plugs?
Sure.
Yeah.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok. My first name, T-A-I underscore. My last name, L-O-W-R-Y underscore.
You can follow me on Instagram at hello underscore Quita.
Guys, thank you for joining us for Perfect Match Season 3. And Ty, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Yes. So please, please make sure to follow Ty and Quita until the traitors.
Season 5, I'm claiming it.
Yes. I'm so excited about it. But in between then, please follow Black by Reality across all socials. We are still talking about Big Brother and Love is Blind UK. And we are staying tuned for The Amazing Race. It's a Big Brother season. So, other than that, I hope you feel visible and stay visible today.